It's 107.7 The Bone, Baby Huey, along with Bimbo Jimbo. And Jimbo, you know, we've said this many times before, we're the biggest wrestling fans here in the Bay Area.
Absolutely.
And we're so excited right now because we have a very special guest on the line.
That's right. We have WWE's resident mean girl, SmackDown Live's Harley Quinn, Alexa Bliss, the number one contender for SmackDown Live's Women's Championship. Alexa, welcome.
Thank you guys for having me so much. I appreciate it.
That's awesome. So let's get all the plugs out of the way. It's going to be a busy time for the WWE here in Northern California. First things first is Sunday, October 9th. No Mercy, the big pay-per-view, is coming back to Sacramento at the Golden One Center Arena, which is the brand new arena in Sacramento. So we're excited. We're going to be out there, and it's exciting just for us to get out to a pay-per-view again. Also, real quick, which is, I know it's your sister's show, but Monday Night Raw will be coming to the Oracle Arena in Oakland on Monday, October 10th. And then on Tuesday, October 11th at the SAP Center in San Jose, we'll be SmackDown Live. So, yeah, Alexa, this is pretty awesome. We have three big shows coming to the Bay Area. So first things first, let's talk about No Mercy. And as Jimbo just said, you're the number one contender for the SmackDown Women's Championship. You're taking on Becky Lynch. You had an opportunity last month at Backlash for the women's title, but now you get actually a one-on-one opportunity with Becky Lynch. So kind of tell us what's on your mind right now going into the championship match.
I'm really excited to go into this match because now I can actually focus on one person, because my theory of the whole match with the six-pack challenge was they needed to take out their biggest threat first. And even though I'm standing at 5 feet tall, even though, you know, apparently I was the biggest threat, which I truly believe, so I feel like that it was smart of them to take out the biggest threat. But now it's actually time for me to face the champion, and I will become the next SmackDown Women's Champion.
Well, so Alexa, you've been involved in sports your whole life, you know, and you've been in the professional bodybuilding world. I know that's your background. How did you get involved in WWE? What made you decide to get into WWE?
Well, WWE was something that I watched my entire life. I used to watch it at my grandmother's house because I wasn't allowed to watch it at home with my mother, because during the Attitude Era, she told me to clean my room, and I said I had two words for her. And so that got me in trouble, so I had to start watching it at my grandma's house. And with that, it was something that always, you know, I was mesmerized by it. And I was in gymnastics at the time because I was a competitive gymnast and cheerleader for a majority of my life. And with that, I watched a lot of Rey Mysterio and Trish Stratus because they had a lot of gymnastics ability in their wrestling, and it just kind of, you know, drew me in. And when I was doing bodybuilding, I had gotten my pro card. You know, it was one of those things that I had done what I wanted to do, and I saw the opportunity that there was a tryout, and I went on WWE.com, and I was like, there's no way I'm letting this pass me up. So I submitted a video, I tried out, and this was one of the things that I always felt like I've always worked for opportunities like this ever since I was 5 years old. So I'm ready to take this opportunity and ready to show Becky what I've worked for.
That's awesome. A fellow child of the Attitude Era is always appreciated. And I've heard you mention how Trish and Ray are big influences on your career before, but I want to talk about Dusty Rhodes, because his passing, I mean, affected everyone who loves professional wrestling. And he had such a really special connection with the superstars of NXT. What can you share about the impact he had on your journey in WWE?
I would not be here if it weren't for Dream. He was, every week, he was trying so hard to, you know, help me develop who I am in the ring. I remember all these little lessons he would tell me. We would sit down and he'd be like, you know what, like you, he's like, you know what, baby, like I see you as this mean girl. And it was one of those things at the time, I wasn't mean. And I was like, Dream, that's not who I am. But then what's so funny is this is who I've become to be. And I would not be anywhere without Dream every week in our promo classes, leading us every step of the way, because he is truly one of the heart and souls of NXT and one of the heart and souls of the whole WWE. He is the most creative person to have ever walked this earth. And he is so truly missed, and one of my goals is just to always make him proud.
And I mean, I think that is such a special thing that so many carry with them in WWE now. All the tributes that you see to the American Dream, Dusty Rhodes, like what Bayley had going on her outfit and everything like that. It's so cool to see that appreciation still continue. You mentioned, you know, he wanted you to be a mean girl, though. So just as a quick follow-up, I mean, are you a fan of the Mean Girls movie? Because when I watch you, I see so much, like, from, like, just in your personality. You're such, like, a little Regina George coming through on the screen.
It's so funny that you mentioned that because, and this is like a little side story, but in high school, I had actually was in a cheerleading competition and I actually got dropped out of a stunt and pulled all the ligaments off of my neck.
Oh, no.
And when I did that, I was in a neck brace for about 2 months and I was actually crowned homecoming queen at that time. So I was legit Regina George at homecoming in a big neck brace, and that's what everyone called me. But well, I wasn't mean, but it was just that.
Well, you get a very special, very special piece of the Spring Fling Queen crown goes to you, Alexa Bliss. I love it. I want to go back to the brand split, though, and the draft. You get drafted to SmackDown Live, and WWE put out an amazing video capturing that moment for you with all that emotion. Can you take us back to that and what was going through your mind as you realized you were coming to the main roster?
It was such an amazing experience because, you know, none of us had any idea. That's why we all went to the Performance Center and watched the draft live. It was one of those moments because, you know, I came in over like 3.5 years ago to NXT back when it was FCW. And I remember my first day just crying so hard because my body was just not used to it. Your body, you cannot prepare your body for what it goes through in this business. And it was one of those things that I knew that all the, you know, bloody noses, all of the bruised up bodies and just everything, it's just all worth it. All the hard work that we all put in, you know, and the fundamentals and groundwork that the Four Horsemen laid down for us to show that, you know, we can evolve into, you know, women superstars. And the fact that, like, they paved the way for that in order for me to be able to be drafted, and just all those emotions and everything just really hit me at once. Like, when my picture came up on the draft, everyone stood up and I just dropped and started crying. And then I realized I had to stand up, and I was like, because they were filming me, and I was like, oh my gosh. And it was such an amazing experience, and getting to hug all the girls and Bailey, who has helped me out tremendously. Carmella, Nia Jax, all of those girls have played a part in my career. And it was just such an amazing experience. And now being on SmackDown, like, I'm so excited. And the fact that I'm actually number one contender is amazing. And I just, it's all becoming real, you know, and it's one of those things that, you know, I plan on winning the SmackDown Women's Championship at No Mercy. And, you know, on the 11th in San Jose, they're going to see that I am the evolution of the women's revolution. I'm the one that's taking the new era.
I like that.
Yeah, nice. I love that. No, that's really great to hear. And so, Alexa, just reflecting so far, you've been on SmackDown Live now for a couple months. Just fill us in on what the experience has been so far. And I guess also just kind of maybe focus on what's been the biggest difference between like NXT shows to now jumping up to the main roster and doing a WWE show.
Well, with NXT shows, we were starting to really travel a lot more. It's stepped away from developmental and has become an equal third brand. And it's one of those things, like, we've sold out big arenas and have had these shows that are just unbelievably big for NXT. And it's kind of, it was such an easier transition to SmackDown Live because of the success of NXT and what everyone's done for NXT. And it was just, it was a very, like, it was such a good transition. And being on the SmackDown Live stage now, it's just, it's overwhelming, the amount of energy that's in those arenas and the fans and the passion behind every superstar in SmackDown. And I'm sure in Raw, obviously in Raw as well, but, like, it's just, it's one of those transitions that it's hard to put into words, but it's incredible. It's an overwhelming feeling.
Mm-hmm. Well, just also, I'm curious, now that with the brand split happening, do you feel there's, like, competition between the women wrestlers, between Raw and SmackDown? Like, who could elevate the women's division the most?
Well, isn't that what the draft is for?
Yeah, true. But, I mean, I noticed it's definitely a couple of the female wrestlers from, quote, the Divas Revolution from about, what, a year and a half ago now, two of them are on Raw. And Becky Lynch came over to SmackDown, but it's definitely, I just noticed, like, it's between the two belts now. There's just a lot of competition. I think it's great to see that, though. So do you really feel like there is competition? Like, our women's division on SmackDown is better than yours? I mean, they kind of motivate you when you go out there to the ring?
It's definitely motivating, but I don't think it's very, you know, our division's better. It's because, you know, we are all a part of the new era, and we are all a part of showing what women in general can do, not really against each other, but, you know, yeah, I'm sure it makes us you know, step up our game. If mm-hmm. we see, you know, the women on Raw doing something, having these amazing matches, you know, we have to have amazing matches and some.
Yeah,
absolutely. To elevate the brand as a total.
I want to jump in because, you know, you busted out your new look at Backlash. You've been rocking the Harley Quinn, which is awesome. I love it. But you've also had the Freddy Krueger inspired outfit. You've done Iron Man. I do a show called The Best Damn Nerd Show in addition to this one. So when I see these things, I'm just like, huh, all right. I'm kind of getting a vibe here from Alexa. So I got to ask, were all these your ideas? Because I need to know just how nerdy is Alexa Bliss?
So here's the thing. So when I was with Blake and Murphy at NXT, we were all really into characters. So when we decided we wanted to do the Iron Man, we thought it was so cool. We decided to do Freddy, which I'm totally going to bring back around Halloween time. I'm just waiting. And it was so funny because I was talking to Murphy and he was doing a Two-Faced gear. And we're so into those, you know, characters and dressing up and all that fun stuff. And he was like, I was telling him how I wanted to do Harley Quinn. And, he was like, why don't you? Because in NXT, there's a lot of freedom to do, you know, whatever character you want. So I had to, you know, ask permission to do this. And he had actually helped me come up with the entrance pose, come up with the two-tone tutu and all this stuff. So it's a lot of my NXT friends who have helped me develop into this. And I definitely want to keeping it up and going into the next level and how much I can, you know, how much I can push the limit on these characters and how far I can go with it. I'm probably as nerdy as it gets, but you know, it's totally fine because it's a lot of fun.
No, I love it. It's very cool. So we kind of get the battle of like the comic book characters versus steampunk when you take on Becky Lynch, which I love. That'll be a lot of fun to see. But I want to talk about, you know, so you're on SmackDown Live. And, you know, you obviously it's the A show if you're on SmackDown Live, but really the buzz online has been backing that up. You guys have been killing it. What is it like to be a part of, you know, sort of this new era for SmackDown? Because now it's getting so much buzz.
It's amazing. It's one of those things, you know, we can't do it alone. It's the fans that push us. It's the superstars on Raw that push us. It's each other. We all push each other, you know, as a whole to make our brand just Raw and SmackDown both. We just try to make our brand the best brand it can be because, you know, we wouldn't be anything without the fans, even though, you know, I always diss their high fives and don't have anything to do with them. But, you know, we wouldn't be here without them. And it's one of those things that gets an amazing time for WWE because, you know, we have so many opportunities going on for all the superstars with the brand split, with so many pay-per-views added, you know, with No Mercy and the fact that, you know, there's just so many eyes on our divisions, and it's one of those things I think that's what motivates all of us to push harder and to push better and to show, you know, we are truly the superstars that people see us to be.
Nice. Alexa, I wanted to ask was just looking back on SmackDown so far, how has Daniel Bryan been as GM but also Shane McMahon as commissioner?
Oh, they've been great, except I will say this. When I was on Talking Smack with Daniel Bryan, he called my mother a pageant mom, and that kind of started a little tiff between us. And you know, I've kept that in mind because, you know, during the contract signing, he was super nice, super helpful. Mm-hmm. He showed me where to sign the dotted line before I, you know, smacked Becky with the contract. But right after that, he ended up calling my mother a pageant mom. So, you know, I'm kind of, and I believe the actual correct term is stage mom or momager. So, and he had made the comment that we are similar, you know, size and stature and compared to, you know, him and the other men superstars and myself and the women. And I told him, I was like, Daniel, I'm nothing like you. We are not the same person. So he has just gotten a little, he's on my bliss list right now. And you know, it is what it is, but Shane has been awesome. You know, they're definitely taking the brand in the right direction. And, you know, I'm super excited to see what they have for us at, you know, No Mercy in Sacramento and San Jose and on the 11th and how much, you know, cause I feel like they have something up their sleeves that they're going to pull out, but we don't know.
That's awesome. Well, Alexa, thank you so much for making the time today. We really appreciate it. So just to recap for all our wrestling fans here in the Bay Area, you can catch a WWE, the No Mercy pay-per-view Sunday, October 9th at the Golden One Center Arena in Sacramento. Get your tickets now at Ticketmaster.com, or of course, you can watch on the WWE Network. And as I mentioned before, real quick, Raw is coming to Oracle Arena in Oakland on Monday, October 10th. And the big show, SmackDown Live, coming to SAP Center in San Jose, October 11th. as well. Tickets for those can be get through Ticketmaster.com or WWE.com. And of course, check out Alexa Bliss on the cover of Muscle and Fitness Hers. Congrats for that, by the way.
Thank you.
and of course, you can follow Alexa Bliss on Twitter at @AlexaBliss_WWE. And of course, Facebook, Instagram, all that good stuff. Alexa, thank you so much for making the time today. We're going to be there in attendance, cheering you on. I, the fact you made the time for us, this definitely, you won us over. We're going to be rooting you on in Sacramento.
Our life is more blissful now for having you join us today. Keep killing it because you're doing awesome. We love watching you.
Awesome. Thank you guys so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a great rest of the day. Talk to you later.
Thanks. You too.
Bye-bye.